Good morning. My guest this morning is Rich S. from North Bay Suicide Prevention. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Tuesday, September 18th is a big day for you and for the people you work with. Why don't you describe that to the listeners?
Okay, yes. North Bay Suicide Prevention is part of Buckaloo Programs, and they are holding a benefit event, which is a screening of a film called Not Alone, and it deals with teen suicide prevention. A high school senior actually conceived of this film because of a friend of hers committed suicide in high school, and she went around and interviewed many teens, and they talk very candidly about their experiences with suicide, depression, things like that. And it's really teens talking about their problems, and it's very powerful movie, very well done.
Is this the first public screening of it?
We had one in Marin County probably about 6 months ago and had over 200 people attend, which was really fantastic. And there's a discussion after the screening that was well attended also. It was a whole range of people. Very good to see parents with their teenagers attending this. And I think it really sparked a dialogue during and after the movie.
So this is going to be at the Finley Center.
At the Finley Center. The address is 2060 West College Avenue in
right,
Santa Rosa.
It's sort of the corner of College and Stony Point, really.
Okay, great. There are two parts of this event. One is the movie and post-screening discussion. This is a benefit fundraiser, so that's $20 for that. If you want to attend that and also a pre-screening where you can meet the producer of the film and actually one of the students in the film, that's beforehand. It starts at 5:30, and there's wine and light food for that also.
Were you involved in the making of the film?
No, I wasn't, but I've seen it a couple of times, and it certainly is gratifying for being a hotline volunteer that it has spurred teens to call us and to be aware of other teens that are in trouble. So it's really been a help.
Talk about your own experience with teens whose problem is suicide.
Yes, it's teens in my time. I've been doing this for 22 years on a hotline now. There's been a great increase in teen phone calls.
Really?
So, yeah. And I think, it's common issues just to being a teenager and on top of it, if there's some trauma or tragedy in their lives, losses, that can trigger suicidal feelings. So the best cure for that is to call us and talk about it, not keep it inside.
Right. And as a hotline volunteer, can you give us some idea of how many calls you field in a shift, let's say?
Well, overall, last year we fielded over 16,000 calls.
Oh,
so shifts can be, 10 to 20 calls sometimes on a 4-hour basis. I've given up predicting when it's going to be busy or when it's not. It's just we're there 24 hours a day, so it's anytime someone's in crisis they can call us.
And you also train new volunteers.
Yes, and we do have a new class starting on September 11th. It occurs in Marin County, but we really want to encourage a lot of North Bay volunteers to contact us. There'll be a booth or a table at this screening. Actually, you can actually talk to real volunteers on the line, and hopefully we can recruit some new people.
What's the best way for people to get tickets?
We're on Eventbrite, and I say go in there and search for Buckaloo, B-U-C-K-E-L-E-W, or there's a phone number. You can call 415-491-5705.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rich, and thanks for the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much.
My wife, for half a century was a teacher and encountered any number of young people who this was their problem.
Fantastic. Please have them call us.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening, folks. And you have that number. Call it if you need to. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.